podcast time. Yeah, I know what I didn't notice. You know Rock Marcy? I did not know that this dude's been rapping. He's been rocking with Busta Rhymes. He was part of the Flipmo squad with Busta Rhymes since the 1990s, my G. So he's probably Busta Rhymes' age. And then once Garzilla blew up, he got a resurgence. He's probably in his early 40s, probably mid 40s right now. And he's still spitting bars, getting a resurgence. You know, like he's getting noticed now. Which proves my point about this dumb match ageism. Because if that's the fucking case, please explain to me how you have mid 30 rappers blowing up. You have a rapper that was hot in the early 2000s. I'm talking about 2003, 2004. Who is now probably in his late 30s, early 40s, and getting now cosigns from Ice Cube, now getting cosigns from Ice-T, now growing a huge fan base in the internet era, like, you know, with social media and all that shit. Because early 2000s, there was no social media unless you're talking about MySpace or Black Planet. Now, that's interesting. So, when y'all talking about ageism and rap and y'all 40, 30-year-old rappers ain't gonna make it, as long as you can still spit bars, and that's why I fucking like artists like Bo James and Rocco and Kai, who's probably in his fucking 40s, probably, or late 30s right now, and he ain't big and famous, but guess what? Dude got a fucking fan base, and guess what? He raps slow and poetic, which means there's a fan base for that, correct? So, you can, the thing is, you can get fans just by making your own type of music. Most people always tell me, dog, you sound dope over dark, jazzy beats. So, okay. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna just play to that. On this, sometimes I like to be versatile. I don't like doing the same shit. But I'll dig into that bag when I want to. Would need to be. But it's good to be versatile, though, because you don't want to be sounding the same, because you know how these fools are. They review your music, review your albums. If your shit sounds the same on every track, no one ain't going to fuck with you. That's even in the boom bap era. I remember I was sitting there listening to a old school 90s underground, like, boom bappy video. Like, it was like 3 hours. And every fucking beat, every fucking rhyme, every fucking person, it was different names, but every fucking body sound the exact fucking same. Just saying. Still getting over this cold, though. So I'm on Split. I'm looking at John R. Lucas video from back for the song called Backwards. Now, keep in mind, dog, you ain't gotta be like a Janora Lucas or a fucking Eminem to be considered lyrical, okay? You know, Rocco, even Busta Rhymes put Rock in his, what's this dude's name again? Rock Marcy in his top five. You ain't gotta rap like Busta Rhymes to be in someone's top five, okay? Motherfuckers think if you rapping like Janora Lucas, that makes you an elite MC. No, it doesn't. To be a dope rapper is not just about speed, my guy. It's about, can you fucking rap? Can you fucking rhyme? Can you flow on beat? Can you say something? Because it is very, very hard. If you think it's easy, to some people, it's very challenging to rap slow. Not because of the speed. Is about what the fuck you're saying. Because when you over here saying some shit like, I spit rhymes on the daily, motherfuckers know that my whole entire style is shady, I'm driving them crazy everywhere that I go, niggas should already fucking know my cargo, know my stilo. Soon as I get on the beats, I kill them real slow. Half your whole entire crew with halos, put them in the box, it's no game. You know, Xbox Halo, without even saying the word X. But again, you see how easy that is with them pauses, give myself breath and space. That's basically my rap style. But for some reason now, that's now a trend. Remember how I told you how motherfuckers are making rap styles a trend? Because Jack Harlow made it cool. And I Ben did this, the whole adding, you know, pauses in between flows and then going to another. I Ben did that. But back then, when I was doing it, people was like saying, oh, you added too many pauses. Even with Nipsey, when he was alive and doing that shit, he's doing too many pauses. Now, because of Jack Harlow, now because that's becoming like, you know, you had little, what's that dude name? Paperboi Carti, who does, I be killing these bitches. I mean, I'm getting them riches. Like, he does it through the whole fucking goddamn flow. Doesn't even change it up. Guess what? People don't, he's fire. He's fire. But last year, like, let's see, 2019 and last year, 2020, y'all didn't like that when I was doing it. You said I was adding too many pauses. Hell, when I'm over unique beats, is he rapping? Is this Disney on Ice? Go on my fucking podcast, old podcast where I was going back on how these motherfuckers were critiquing my fucking songs. Which proves my point why I'm not going to waste a damn dime submitting a damn song to independent radio stations. And this is why I hated how motherfuckers was constantly promoting that T-Pain rant. Do something else. We got what we want. We don't need that kind of music no more. It seems fans are comfortable with hearing the same fucking music. Because even with that rant, and you're thinking, damn, and even I Still Love Her, all these people are sharing that fucking, you know, T-Pain rant about do something else, do something else. Even with that, you're thinking maybe people do want something else until you fucking send a unique song to an independent radio station with a unique rap beat and motherfuckers are clowning the beat because it's too weird. Oh, I guess that was just nothing. That's why when people were posting that shit, I was the killjoy and just told them, hey, y'all know damn well all you bloggers, because I could have just said all you bloggers, independent radio stations. I would have did that because some of my homies have independent radio stations. I wasn't going to fucking sit there and put them on blast like that. But I was going to say all you independent radio stations, all everyone who's sharing this, you know, T-Pain rant, you know when I know that if some fucking rapper sends a unique song to your blogs, to your radio station, either you or your fans are going to rip them apart and call them trash. That beat sounds too weird. I'm just saying. And T-Pain does his little thing where he, you know, reacts to artists' music. And guess what? Do you think for a fucking second, if you send something unique to him and how big T-Pain is, how big his fan base is, and how lazy fucking fans are listening to music nowadays by calling something whack within like the first 3 seconds of a song being played, and then only when the good parts of the song start playing, fire, fire, which makes no fucking sense. Just let the song play and then determine if it's hot or not, which makes no fucking sense to call. It's like looking at a fucking movie. And within like the first 3 seconds of the movie being played, this movie is ass. This movie sucks. And through the whole movie, sucks. And keep in mind, it's building up to what you're expecting. Because again, I guess motherfuckers don't want no build-ups. Hence why, what's the point of having fucking intros? Then when it gets to the build-up and to the point that builds up to, this is fucking fire. And now you're stuck at the edge of your seat, stuck into the motherfucking goddamn song, the movie, the whole time. Now push that like a fucking song. Like a fucking roller coaster. Let the roller coaster go up, 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 and then go around. Have, like, if that's the fucking case, then nigga, just, I might as well just make a song with no intro and just go straight to the motherfucking hook. Straight to the motherfucking hook. Straight to the motherfucking verse. And have that shit interruptly. Then you're gonna say, come on, we don't like that. Where's the, you should have added an intro. Why did you start it like that? And then on top of the fact, the song was good, but damn, let us like warm up to the song real quick. Damn, then you interruptedly. But this is how you niggas look at music. This is how you listen to music. Period. This is how you listen to music. You can't even let a fucking intro play for like 10 fucking seconds without you saying the intro's too long. And then you openly, like, and I spoke about this, about people having short attention spans and how that is really much fucking up music, to be honest. I like putting intros in my motherfucking songs. I like putting outros in my songs. You know why? Because that fade out, that fade out shit is a very dying art form. You don't see people do it that much. That fading in and fading out, that's a dying out form. No one's doing that no more. And it's not because of, oh, it's trendy. It's because it's like, dude, there's actually a fucking thing I seen on Facebook that tries to bring back the CD player. Trends always come back in full turn, in fools, bro. Might as well just, why the fuck care? Hell, some of these kids so funny, they'll say, oh, this rapper's unique because he rapped over old school beats. That's unique. Rapping over old school beats is not unique. It's just not as popular. I'm just saying. But like I fucking say, but back to this one comment I seen on Split, which I really hate. But this one comment I do like, because every time, and Split doesn't mind, because he likes, they like, it's encouraging. It's like, yeah, you know, don't be discouraged by artists and their ability to rap and yada, 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 because it's all about practice. And there's always some retarded idiot that pretty much just explains what Hip Hop Drew says. When people dumbly say that you have to be born with natural talent to fucking rap, which you fucking don't. This fool says, like, so when the guy was saying, you know, don't be discouraged by these rappers, you will make it. Because every time when someone says some discouraging shit, I mean, say some encouraging shit, there's always someone saying some stupid discouraging shit. I'm just being real. You're being a dick. And we're motherfuckers having resurgences in their career. Look at Lil Wayne. This fool is way past this motherfucking goddamn prime. Yet motherfuckers liking his shit as if it's still 2008. Lil Wayne. Like I said, resurgence, motherfucker. That dude Rocco Mercy been rocking with Busta Rhymes for decades. And people think he's a new school rapper when he's been doing shit for decades, my G. Called a resurgence. And just like how every trend, these old, you don't see a whole bunch of old school rappers coming back and like, and who were not that hot in the 90s getting a resurgence too, because they're talented. But back to this idiot, he just said, well, to be fair, not a lot of rappers are naturally talented. Not dumb that shit down so fast. I swear these motherfuckers sound retarded. Because no one hops out the fucking womb knowing how to rap, my guy. If that's the motherfucking case, my daughter could have just hopped out the fucking womb and just said mama and daddy and knew the whole verse of Nas's New York State of Mind without even me playing it to her. If that's what you're saying. Because if Eminem taught you anything, he was whack at first. Every rapper is whack at first. And then they get better. But the issue with this fucking, you know, with this, with these people, especially online, is that when they hear a rapper that they don't know, especially if it's their first fucking song, except for, you can tell it's their first time rapping. You can tell that they're not really getting into the groove. They don't really know how to fucking find the beat. They don't scat their fucking flows. I still scat my flows. I don't give a fuck. After I did that shit, I was cool. But you know, motherfuckers don't like it. They want to try to hate because they're dumbasses.
I'm just saying, bro.
Yeah, keep hating. I must be doing something right. And then he was like,
I don't know why people say that,
because, my dude, you can easily just ignore the fucking song. And we know how when motherfuckers hate artists or hate rappers, they fucking promote their music anyway. Look what you did with Lil B. Haters made him big. Look what you did with Soulja Boy. Haters made him big. We wouldn't know anything about these whack rappers until motherfuckers started making YouTube videos clowning them like they're the worst shit. And you got now with social media, you got motherfucking, you know, big rappers who are legends, who got a big fucking following, posting these motherfuckers freestyles and all of that shit, because motherfuckers care about looks more than they care about the music. But yeah, you want to talk about, you know, artists not caring about their music. They're caring about other things. Touche. When an artist is recording, is doing a freestyle at a fucking LA Leakers that you ain't never heard of, and if this nigga's not dressing properly or doesn't have the right brand, or he's not dressing properly, he's not wearing the right shirt, he's not looking, he's not having the right look. These are how fans think now. Now it's like, well, we can't take you seriously, even if you're saying some dope shit. And God forbid you're saying some dope shit, so dope that you got, you know, Tony Baker promoting you. It's not happening to me. It won't happen to me, so I'm not going to put myself out there like that. Tony Baker promoting you. That's why I don't promote my face. I put my freestyles on fucking IG because I don't ever want that to happen to me. I don't care. And keep in mind, they're going to see that I'm balding. Not balding. He's the barbershop fucked his hair up. I'm not really balding. I got what you call cowlick hair because my dad fucking has it. But that's why I'm wearing more hats now. But tell these dumbass kids that shit. They go off of looks. He looks like the type. And then, but if your look ain't, you know, presentable to the mainstream masses, or are presentable to, are being branded, are being fucking, you know, marketable, then we can't take you seriously as a rapper. You know how back in the days, rappers just wore what the fuck they wanted to wear? Maybe like some, you know, baggy pants, some baggy fucked up Timberlands, like really rocking what the fuck they want to rock. Nowadays, everybody want to fucking try to tell you how the fuck to dress. Even the industry-minded fucking fans. You know the fans who out of there, your A&Rs and managers. If anything, in 2022, we need to kill the fan/manager/A&R thing. Because that is really fucking up the underground. Because when I fucking post up songs, I'm not even trying to attract anything. And I'm seeing these motherfucking curators that know nothing about the culture of hip-hop. Just what's hot. And then they'll sit there and look at you like, this ain't it, fam. This ain't a hit. And you ain't even trying to make a fucking quote-unquote hit. You just make what the fuck you want to make. Because these motherfuckers believe that anyone who puts out music either through an online distribution or through fucking Spotify, no, through SoundCloud, or putting music on IG, you must be fucking doing this shit to get signed. You must be doing this shit to fucking get heard by label. No, I'm doing this shit because I fucking like making music. There is a small percentage of people that like my music, which I don't care. Like, motherfuckers don't know. People just content where they at because the other part is bullshit. Because then you get signed and then you get a bunch of fucking attention that you don't need. And that shit becomes work and then that passion becomes fucked up. So while you motherfuckers looking at this, looking outside talking about Doja Cat is ungrateful, you're not famous, you're not being empathetic, and you're not seeing that these celebrities that you're talking down to are fucking people too. That's another reason why I don't ever want to be famous, because like I told you, once you're famous, you're no longer human. You're no longer human. And unfortunately, some of your fans think that way too. If you fucking feel depressed and you want to, you know, vent out, you can't trust and believe me, that's going to be a media and Blackie Speaks, everyone's going to fucking, sometimes they take this shit out of fucking context, like they always do. If I said, man, I'm so fucking tired right now, man, I am just so sick and tired right now, dog. I feel like dying. He's about to commit suicide. I have to fucking sit there and tell them no. Now, and then I put a sick emoji. He's about to die. Oh my God. I'm like, no, no, no. It's not the fame. I had a cold and I was, and you know, it doesn't matter because once you say it, no, dog, it's deeper than that. And these Illuminati conspiracy motherfuckers will sit there and start talking about all kind of, you know how that shit goes. And I don't want to deal with that bullshit. I think no one wants to deal with that bullshit. Hell. I'm just saying, no one wants to deal with that kind of... I mean, if you want fame and you want to deal with that shit, that's you. As for me, I ain't trying to deal with that bullshit. You can deal with that bullshit. I'm not trying to deal with that bullshit. Not that fucking serious guy. Like I told you, not everyone's meant to be the coolest kid in the fucking room. You might think that it's... You might think that, oh, this dude is so talented. He should get more views. He should be more to know. because based off what I sense of these independent radio stations that you know seem to move like these industry motherfuckers, it's clear to see that my music will never be meant for the mainstream masses. So fuck them. I can find my success by making the music I want to make and finding the fans that fuck with me. People know they fuck with my shit, they tell me. I look at the fucking numbers, I see. Because numbers lie too. I don't give a fuck. Niggas fake their fucking numbers. I don't give a fuck. That's y'all. Ain't that fucking serious? Hell. But anyway, I just had to just say that because I hate motherfuckers get so discouraged. And they think that speed matters when it doesn't matter. Because you got niggas that rap slow and still say garbage shit. You got niggas that punch in and still say garbage shit. So it's never about, oh, he's punching in, or because that's what makes him hot. Nigga can punch in and have a big flow going, a long ass flow, and still just saying fucking absolutely nothing. Nigga can rap slow and add a bunch of fucking, you know, pauses and space and still be saying nothing but a bunch of bullshit. Because you still gotta fucking write your rhymes and think out what you're trying to say, regardless of what speed that you're rapping or how you rap. It doesn't matter if you're punching it in and still doing it in one take. I don't know why you're still doing it, but okay. And, you know, punching it in, which is not new because the Eminem's done it before. If you listen to his acapellas, and a lot of rappers do it. Tag 9, you can tell. Like Slick Rick did. Hell, ODB punched in his motherfucking goddamn shit on his Mariah Carey fucking song. So you can only imagine how many fucking rappers were punching in verses. Stop punching it in. Stop punching it in. Stop back in the fucking 90s. It's not new. It's not fucking new. It's not fucking new. Like I say, dog. And Slick Rick was the first, was the one to punch in. He made it. It was obvious back in the days. I'm just saying, my guy. No matter what technique that you use to record your shit, it's up to you as the artist. You're writing them words. The only thing that the technology does is make the shit sounds better and professional. So what you fucking write, rather you want to fucking punch in or rap off the top of your head, that technology ain't gonna fuck, it's gonna make your shit sound clear, but that shit ain't gonna make what the fuck you saying sound better. That's up to you. But you know. For real. And please, let's be real with it, nigga. Only thing these industry fuckers gotta do is look up songs like Anime Girls, Anime Girls Remix, and any of my songs, and best believe it, they'll say in unison, man, that nigga, he got songs talking about fucking anime girls and all of this shit, even though they're old songs, by the way. This fool got a song about fucking Scooby-Doo and shit. That shit is corny, my guy. But not talking about hoes and bitches that you ain't got flexing on IG, like lying about what the fuck you have, faking your fucking numbers. Your social media numbers makes it look like you're the hottest shit when you're not, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you still want to sit there and tell me that shit ain't fucking corny? You got niggas that, you got people that literally Photoshop themselves behind cars that's not even theirs. And you want to talk about someone being corny? When I used to work security at a motherfucking casino, I've seen kids take pictures behind cars that ain't even theirs. I've seen motherfuckers drive cars to casinos that they just rented. They rented the car. You can tell because this fool, because when the car, he doesn't have the money to keep renting the car, the dude does not even come into the front. He always comes to the side, comes into the side of the casino. He never comes into the front. When he comes to the front, if he does come into the front, he's coming into the front as like someone dropping him off. And then when someone asks, yo, where's the McLaren? Oh, it's in the shop. No, he couldn't pay the rent. He couldn't pay to rent it, so he couldn't pay it. Like, motherfuckers are faking their lives on IG. And the most sickening part about it is, you got some fans, some people that really want artists to do that shit. Because if your fucking IG is like my IG,
It's not even a fuck. It's not even a real rapper IG. He's just a normal IG. It's not even real. Like that kind of bullshit. Because motherfuckers are just used to capping hell, fans. I've seen people online openly say, I like rappers that cap. So don't get mad at me. But yet, certain rappers, you get mad at me, these niggas capping too much. But you can't say that shit when you actually fucking like rappers that fucking do that shit. And here's something for you that you don't know. Every rapper caps. Even the old school rappers be capping. Yes, they do. So if this rap shit is supposed to be about, it's supposed to be poetry and about, you know, use your imagination as an art form, then why come we don't treat it like an art form? Why are we blending it between real and fake shit? Why come we can't see it as just a fucking art form? Where you can use your imagination, where you could be abstract with your lyrics and talk about what the fuck you want to talk about. Without some motherfuckers trying to tell you enough, talking about sorcery and wizardry, talk about your real life. Which goes back to my dude Fans Control Artists fucking goddamn podcast. I'm just being real, buddy. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. But don't forget me something to eat. I might have to buy me something to eat. But the only cool thing is that they usually pay me. My job usually, you know, pay me on Thursday. I mean, Friday they do, but Thursday. But if not, I gotta hold on until Friday. And when Friday hits, do what I gotta do. But then I'll be straight and I put the money back in my savings and we're back at it. And I just gotta build my shit up. And with this job, I can build it up easy. So if I sit there and let's say, for example, if I put in, I don't know, $300-$400 in, I can do it again and then do it again. And since I'm only paying getting the rent out of shit, I'll just put the rest in the savings, then just keep doing it, and then file taxes, then I'll be good. My wife working now, I'm happy. So, it's crazy. But, just to end this shit off, don't let these dumbasses discourage you, and again, the ageism in hip-hop, this is why I speak about it, because you have rappers that were hot in 03 but didn't make it in 03 that are having resurgence. Like, you know, IJ Payne even made a song talking about why come, you know, people hate on older rappers for spitting bars. Because, I mean, even he made songs like that, because it makes no fucking sense when you got people like Rock Marcy, who's been rapping since the 90s with Busta Rhymes when he came out with Anarchy, who is now getting exposure. And like I told you, you ain't gotta fucking rap fast to be a fucking lyrical genius, bro. That's just the thing that Eminem's rap got, which is not Eminem's fault. It's just these morons, because they think they look at Eminem again. I don't know why he made that song Rap God, knowing how big he is, because now they look at everything that he does as law. Since he set the tone to rap really, really fast, and they think rapping really, really fast makes you lyrical. And to this day, don't get it confused. As much as they want to make fun of Eminem for rapping fast and fast lyrical fast rap, that's not cool no more. There are still dumbasses who still think that. They'll listen to an artist that sounds chill, just like me, and sit there and like randomly look at the hashtags and listen to an artist like me and sit there and say shit like, you need to, the lyrics are dope. The flow is dope. But I wish you rap a little bit more faster. You rap a little bit more faster. Like what he did with Boogie. Because he raps very slow. But he's dope. Like, again, not every fucking body's a Jenora Lucas. You ain't gotta be a lyric. You don't have to be a Jenora Lucas to be a fucking lyricist, dog. Nas don't fucking rap super fast.
AZ don't rap fucking fast. Rakim, like, I can name a lot. KRS-One don't fucking rap fast. Big Daddy Kane don't fucking rap fast. Well, on some parts, some songs. But he's smooth. Lloyd Banks don't fucking rap fast. He's a lyrical monster. Bo James don't fucking rap fast. He's chill, monotone, right? Who else? Evidence don't fucking rap fast. See, and all them pauses and space he puts in his motherfucking songs. I'm just saying, dog. God, like, when I see these motherfuckers think lyricism means rapping fast, it just proves they don't know what lyricism is, because you can still rap fast and say stupid shit. It just sounds good to the ear. Look at Logic. And I fuck with Logic, but when you listen to the song they had with fucking Eminem, and you read what the fuck he is literally saying, even when Eminem raps really, 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 really fast, when you read what he's saying, I'm like, he ain't really saying shit. But it just sounds good to the ear. You know what I mean? And about, you can't rap fast, you can't rap fast. You can rap fast all the fuck you want to. But if the shit don't sound good rhythmically, because you got, there's also a rhythm. Hell, but niggas will still call you whack, even if you rapping with a rhythm. Because when I'm scatting my flows, I'm literally scatting to the drums. Like on my song Fly Talk, singing with Elias Moon, walking with Veen. It's like singing with Elias Moon, walking on Veen. It's dun 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 dun. I'm going off the fucking drums. Now do this even on my song Winter Blues. Rappers do anything for a reaction, pulling off in a wagon. Real damage within your brain. And it's going doom. Doom, 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 doom. Doom, 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 doom. That's the fucking drums of the beat. And even in if you have ears, you can listen. Hey, he's rapping off the drums. It was still called a shit whack, but I thought that's what makes a dope rapper, when you're a cadence master drums. When you do flows that fits within, because what you're doing is you're fitting your flow within the beat. You're making your flow become part of the fucking instrumental, right? Isn't that what makes a rapper great? Isn't that the fucking thing that they hate about Nav when he doesn't do shit like that? It's more to it than that. He says, yeah. All rappers say whack lines, but again, that's why I think those whack rhymes that rap lines that rappers say videos are retarded, because you be fucking all day doing that. But you know, that's y'all. I don't judge. It's whatever to get them subscribers, get them views up. Like I fucking say, I already fucked up my little rap career by having publicly putting out motherfucking podcasts talking shit. But that shouldn't kill a career, though. That's just me speaking my opinion. I don't even promote my fucking goddamn podcast. I just speak my mind and call it a day. You just looking for it because you either A, you on the pod, you've seen the podcast, either A, you're looking up my name and my rap name. And then it just so happened. Yep. Yeah. And it just so happens that my fucking, I guess, podcast gets pulled up. But again, like I said in my old podcast, you don't want stupid people to be famous. Don't support stupid people. Because then who's stupid at this point? Well, anyway, homie, I'm done. Give me something to eat. Podcast time to add to this one. Let's talk about brands, okay? Some people say you can't be talking about driving in Mercedes and driving in a big ass car. You ain't lived that life, homie. The thing about rap, you talk about what the fuck you want to talk about. But now, if you talking about how you really got a lot of money, and really balling like that. Because it's rap. You gotta, it's like, nah. That's not how that shit works. That's not how that shit works. Because even if, because let's be real with it, dog. Your brand is going to be fake anyway, because you're renting cars. You're renting jewelry. You're renting up your lifestyle. So when I hear people say, hey, man, your brand, your image is not believable, because in this song, we're talking about hoes, and you're taking lyrics too seriously. Because when... Hey, so when Rapper's Delight came out, we were talking about, I got security guards and yada yada and all this shit. They were broke. And they made that song. It just so happened that song fucking blew up. Sugar Hill Gang. So, yeah. Rappers are known for talking about having lots of money in their music. They don't have lots of fucking money in their music. Because... This is the type of shit, that kind of mindset is the reason why motherfuckers waste their money renting cars, because it's like, fuck, I'm talking about I got a big mansion and a big car. Let me rent a Mercedes and take a picture behind a Mercedes. That's wasting money. Or let me go to a car dealership, take a fucking picture of a Mercedes, and like it's mine. Then you got motherfuckers in the comments saying, that's really your Mercedes? Like I told you, there are fans that like when rappers be capping. You wanna know why motherfuckers take their life. It shouldn't matter, I'm talking about, yo, I'm driving a BMW. I'm just visioning myself driving that fucking shit. I don't got a BMW. I vision myself driving one. So that's why I say it. And since y'all niggas like, because trust me, I can easily talk about how, hey, I'm working 9-to-5 job, I'm watching Netflix, I got a wife, I got a daughter. See, that's normal shit. But y'all don't even, and here's the funny part, most y'all don't even count that as a fucking brand. Rapping about normal shit, like I'm paying rent, paying bills, I don't want to hear that shit, bro. Come on, bro. I know you like to keep it real, because trust me, since fans want to be A&Rs nowadays, I know you like to keep it, be real, but bro, no one cares about paying rent, even though it's not as bad as talking about hoes and bitches and killing and all that, you know, shit that rappers been talking about for decades, but niggas act like this new generation was the one that started it. When this same argument was said back in the 90s and early 2000s. But you gotta at least, man, like, just talk about some shit, like, talk about, like, at least cap. I know you don't got a Benz, but just say you have a Benz, just make it sound good on, like, come on, my nigga. Like, me, I am an armed security guard. Have you ever heard a rapper openly say, yo, I'm an armed security guard and I rap? Never. Hell, Rick Ross put on a persona of being a big boss and he had a job. So... What you gonna find more interesting? I'm a fucking boss that move more coke than the biggest drug dealers. Or I was a security guard and I was working to pay rent and pay bills. Relatable, yes. But if I kept making that, just like how Dax said something about I was a janitor, you will get annoyed at me saying that. You would. So this is what the branding, this is why I hate brands. Because how these fools do it, it limits yourself. See, now you have to be a character. So if your music is talking about how it's about abstract anime shit, how you gonna brand that? Like how you gonna be, I'm Mike Sense, I am the abstract guy. I make all kinds of music. I talk about all kinds of fucking things. That's why that brand shit is fucking stupid. Because Empathy does hardcore lyrical rap. He always references, you know, Star Wars and all of that shit. But is he fucking dressed like he's a Star Wars fan? No, he doesn't. See, that's what that's why that branding image shit is fucking dumb to me. Because if your brand is, because it goes off the music that you make, by the way. And fans will say, that's not the music you're supposed to be making. You're making songs like In the Cut. Mind you, the song's In the Cut. I'm just making a song about how I'm in the cut, just chilling, just rapping and rapping. So that's just how it is. That branding shit is just something that labels do. And then what you're doing in images and shit, that's what labels do. And what you're doing is bringing that into the underground. I don't give a fuck about a goddamn brand or a goddamn image. Because that shit is fucking, like I told you, it's if you're making songs talking about, I'm gonna murder you, like, look at Nacro. 99% of the shit he talks about, he's never fucking done. So based off his logic, based off your logic, Narco should be, his whole image should be, oh, blood all over the face, because he's talking about he's the killer and the murderer, and he's doing all of these things, but he doesn't need to do that. So that's what I don't understand. Like, that's who he is. Same thing with Cool Keith. What's his image? He's just the guy that wears a whole bunch of weird shit because he's abstract. You ain't gotta wear weird shit to be abstract, my guy. And some of y'all, hell, I don't know. That's image branding shit is fucking retarded. You'll say, I liked you better with your dress. I miss my dress too. Why the hell you think that I keep my picture of me with my dress as my fucking profile picture? Because I want to low-key grow my dress back. Because maybe that's my image. Because dreads clearly are new. But it fits your image. It fits your style. Like, your name is Mike Sense, right? Because these, you know, I'm telling you, these fools talk that industry talk. You should change your rap name to this. Because Mike Sense doesn't translate to the, like, you know, shit like that. Keep in mind, this is what labels say. But you got rap coaches. You have influencers. Sometimes fans coming at you with this industry talk. And it's annoying. Then you're not built for the industry if you ain't got an image. If you ain't got an image, you're just fucking retarded. Then you're gonna be trying way too hard to build an image for yourself that don't even make no damn sense. Because back in the days, like I told you, you were underground. You don't care about no goddamn image. You don't care about no goddamn brand. What are you doing just fucking making music? That's industry talk. Because, and like I told you, hip-hop is the only fucking, and a culture's about keeping it real. It's kind of funny how motherfuckers don't want you to keep it real. Like, if you're rapping your song, it has to be like, you can't talk about different things. What if you want to talk about different things? You see what I'm saying? But they go off of what makes you popular. So let's say, for example, that Restless song blew up, right? Where I'm rapping off beat, the mixing is fucked up, and then that shit blows me up. That means that every time I fucking record a song, it has to be over A1 beat with an A1 hook, where I'm rapping over fucked up mix and a fucked up, and then rapping off beat. So you're gonna be slaved to this image that you didn't even create. It was just something that blew up, and now fans are like, oh, that's you. Look at YNJ. This fool's whole image is, I'm the guy that makes funny, kooky fucking music. So he can't, that's who he is now. Because that's what blew him up. So he can't do anything else. If there's anything else that will turn the fans off and be like, what the fuck are you doing? You see what I'm saying? Once they put you in a box of this is your quote unquote character, you are a slave to that fucking character. Like Eminem and Slim Shady. The old Eminem, the old Slim Shady. Because people forget, people grow. telling you, bro. I'm telling you. And this also goes to the point where people talk about you're being too repetitive in your songs. Again, a theme. If you want to do that little brand talk, that image talk, tell these little motherfuckers to understand why artists talk about the same shit some of the times. Because that's part of your image. If I'm talking about anime girls, I'm talking about, you know, how I'm lyrically dope, and I'm talking about love songs, and then after that, I'm talking about some, you know, I'm talking about this song, that song. Like, the main topics I talk about is this, and this. That's who I am. If I'm talking about anime and nerdy shit on one song, and on another song, I'm talking about how much I love my wife. Oops, don't that too much, or they have Chance the fucking Rapper you. You know what I mean. The original reason why you didn't like Chance the Rapper's Big Day. Not just because it was trash. What else? I'm talking about, you know, real life issues. Of course, braggadocio shit. About how I'm dope, I'm lyric. I mean, I like doing that. And then I'm talking about... you know, other things. That's how I am. I talk about, you know, how I'm feeling at this moment. I'm coming up with stories of, you know, being depressed. Oops, don't be too depressed, you're gonna be emo. See, that kind of shit. And it's like our prime example, how this one fan says, that's your style, you know, chill, being rapping on chill, jazzy beats. That's one thing your brand is. Oh, rapping over your beat selection. And this is why I don't get how fucking even fans don't understand it. Why do you rap over the same beats? Why do Currency? Currency's whole character from the first time you heard him was a chill, slow rapping dude talking about smoking weed, girls, money, and fucking cars. He's been talking about that shit for years because that's who he is. That is his character, right? That's his character trait. These niggas want, okay, that's cool because that's what he really does. But what about the artist that takes normal pictures and talk about normal things? That can talk about cars and shit. What is their image, brand, whatever the fuck? I mean, seriously, like, to me, brands are, it's very fucking confusing because it's kind of like you're playing a fucking wrestling character, a wrestling game. Because when you first start putting out music, you're not thinking, oh, I wonder what my fucking image is. Oh, I wonder what my brand was going to be. No, you're just putting out music. You're not caring about that bullshit. That's what labels do. But when you're underground now, since the underground has been, let's say, controlled by the industry because of, you know, social media and all of that shit. And you got rap coaches, all these people trying to tell you, you need an image. You need an image that makes you stand out. You need an image that makes you new. You need an image that makes you who you are. You don't have an image. Why is your Instagram looking like this? Why is your Instagram not posting? Why are you not posting things? Like, for real though. Like, that's what I'm talking about. That's why you got motherfuckers out of deleting every single one of their pictures on IG and keeping it like blank to like about 4 or 5 pictures. Or completely starting completely all over, making a fucking another IG page and taking like 2 or 3 pictures and saying, here's my music IG page. Here's my brand and who the fuck I am. I don't feel like doing all that dumb shit. Look at fucking, you see Slug doing that shit? Slug don't fucking do that shit. His even Tech N9ne don't do that shit. You would think his motherfucking image was him wearing red hair, but that red dye fucked his hair up, and he ended up going bald. But guess what? His fans fucked with him, no matter bald or red. Fucked with him bald. So it's mostly the music. And even with the music, he still was he's not rapping over the same old school tech beats. He's going on modern beats. Shh. shit. You don't, like, this is what I'm saying. So when you see these motherfuckers saying, all his songs sound the same, he's talking about how he's lyrically this, and he's talking about how he's his girl, his wife, and talking about being the underdog, and how, dude, that's my, that right there is my fucking damn image right there. That right there. You just, and then talking about, you know, anime girls and all of this, that's my whole image. It doesn't have to deal with my hair or how my Instagram page looks. It's just that. See what I'm saying? And if in this chill out monotone flow and all that shit is all part of it. And when you see these fools trying to tell you what you should sound like, yada yada yada, they are doing what whack, unprofessional label heads are doing, or A&Rs do. I don't even like being, I'm gonna have to stop adding melodies in my fucking songs, because I hate how I sound when I rap melodies, because it sounds stupid. So I ain't got the voice for that shit, even though people say, you don't got it. Nope. I'm gonna take it back to the fucking basics. And then just not start completely over, but just take it back to the basics with the flows. Take it, even though the flows are on point, but take it straight back to the fucking basics with everything. And then build back up a little bit. Because it's too much of the bullshit. There's too much of industry insights, industry people getting too involved into hip hop, especially in the underground. And that shit is fucking annoying. You know, like, what brand do you have, or what image are you trying to portray? Who are you as an artist? What is your character trait? Like, we some fucking damn MAL characters. Like, nigga, this is what I'm presenting you. It's like with Thompson, this fool has fucking contact lenses. Niggas call that shit corny. But at least when I think of contact lenses, I'm thinking of fucking Thompson. He's the only one I know that rocks it like that. But when people think of you, how they gonna remember you? Because not every artist is meant to be a fucking image-driven artist like that. You think because it doesn't, because it's more than, you don't have to be. Look at Cool Keith. When you hear Cool Keith, you just think of Dr. Octagon, Cool Mo, Cool Keith, and, you know, Dr. Octagon and Black Elvis. If you heard my song In the Cut, when you think of Mike Sense, you think of In the Cut or Anime Girls or songs like fucking Mystery Machine. Already there, those just stuff the songs is that you is, hey, this reminds me of Mike. This is what Mike Sense does. So there's no need for no damn having your Facebook or Instagram page looking a certain way, or you dressing a certain way. Why you think fucking people name their song specific things? I made a whole damn song about anime girls. Best believe it, when you look up anime girls, you think of me. I made a whole song talking about smoking weed with Scooby-Doo. So anytime when I make, you hear a weird old song speaking about something, best believe you're thinking about me. So I don't fucking understand how people think images and branding has to be something that is seen. Most motherfuckers, they don't have, they try to copy off of someone else's fucking goddamn brand. You know, white rappers trying to sound like Eminem, even dress like him, move like him. Like, seriously. And you gotta look at it like this way. Cause since motherfuckers first see me, oh, you got dreads. So you cut your dreads off. The music is not there no more. You cut your dreads. Forgetting the motherfucking goddamn fact, I never had dreads when I first started making music. It's the hairstyle. That's why people say when a rapper just cuts off, like the Busta Rhymes, you know him for working dreads. But because he cut his dreads, oh, he's not as lyrical no more, because this dumb thought that when a rapper that had their hair and dreads or braids, once they cut their hair, they're no longer lyrically talented, which is fucking retarded.
But even in reverse, look at fucking J. Cole. J. Cole didn't come in the game with dreads, but he grew his fucking dreads.
Yeah, people say, oh, I wish the old J. Cole, we had his low cut.
Oh, the old J. Cole that y'all niggas thought was corny and lame. Oops, niggas still think he's corny and lame. You know, he's matured. So, to end with this whole thing about, you know, branding and images, I don't give a fuck about that shit, probably because I'm not trying to fucking make it big like that. So, image doesn't mean shit to me. It doesn't. Because it just doesn't. Like, hairstyle, tattoos. The only thing that you'll know is that I'm the only nigga that you know that got a tiger tattoo on his arm with some glasses. You know what I mean? And I tend to like wearing hoodies. He took Boogie with a hoodie style. That's not his fucking style, motherfucker. Or I like to wear, like, wooden chains and shit. And that's about it. But I don't take a bunch of pictures with my wooden chains because I don't care. But again, when niggas look at you as a rapper, you don't dress like a rapper. Your Instagram is not a rapper, an artist Instagram. I had my Instagram longer than most of you, than majority of you motherfuckers that's on Instagram right now. Before this whole dumbass industry took over the underground and had motherfuckers think you gotta have an image that sound like this. You had to have an image that does this. Like, the only thing that I normally do from time to time, I'll take a picture and do it like in an old school like font. They make it like an old school like picture font, like an old school picture, and that's about it. If you want image, oh, that means he must like old school shit. I'm just saying, dog, like, the way y'all niggas are doing this, the way it's not that fucking serious. That's what labels do. When you sign to a label, they determine what your image is because of what the fuck you're making. They're controlling you, telling you, no, make more songs like this. They're telling you, no, have this. But in order for labels to look at you, it's clearly I ain't trying to have labels look for me. And every time I fucking get emails from labels, I automatically know that they're fucking fake. No one is not checking for my music like that. No one is not in awe of what the fuck I'm doing like that, bro. So there is no label hitting me up. I remember some email came up to me years ago from No Jumper. I can tell that shit wasn't from Adam 12 or Adam 22. That was from him. Even though he's literally 1-2 bus away from where I live at. But I ain't gonna try to ask him for no damn interview. I ain't trying to fucking do that shit. I don't care about that bullshit. Fuck that shit. Niggas ain't trying to fucking waste their time trying to have these little images and brands. Look at fucking T.I. The only thing you know of T.I. is that he's the worst fucking hat crooked to the side. That's the only, that's as simple as imaging you can see. Ain't even gotta be that crazy. Cause at one point T.I. had a fucking like M&O Nellies to fucking wear band-aids on the side of his fucking face. He stopped doing that. So what's the point of having a lasting image when most of these images don't last that long? But you still remember T.I. used to fucking wear his hat tilted. His IG ain't an artist IG neither. You don't see him taking pictures of himself in the studio or anything like that. But we gotta do it. Most of y'all niggas with the power of Photoshop put yourself in a fucking, most of the time y'all don't got money. So you're renting, you in the studio, you're not recording anything, you're just sitting there taking pictures in the fucking studio to make it seem like that you're recording in a studio. I know I ain't got time for that shit. My pictures are raw and real. That could be a brand image. He's taking pictures with old school picture filters and he's taking pictures of random things and putting filters on and old school filters on it. And that's his thing. That's a Mike Sense thing. He does that.
Can that not be a fucking brand or image thing? It has to fucking be the typical, I'm smoking weed, look at my dreads, look at me in the studio with the homies. Does it have to always be that way? Because when it comes down to image is what I could have sworn what the artist wants to do, because we're not signed. You just got industry influences dumping to the underground. That's why when you go to independent radio stations, every fucking song sounds the motherfucking same. Dare you say anything unique and different, you are trash. Hell, you're trash just because you sound different. Now tell me if that shit's fair. You're considered trash because your voice sounds unique, and that's something that you can't even change.
There's no market for this kind of sound,
says the person that only has one song on SoundCloud. Or the person that just not record songs, but someone just sit there and just, you know, chill. Like I told you, how out of touch are you to think that we live in an era where people can just make what the fuck they want to make? There's a famous for anything. Hell, like wavy hip hop shit. I love making wavy hip hop shit. Look at an artist prime example. Look at what's that dude, Young Lean? Does he have a specific motherfucking look for him? No. He just wears whatever that he feels like wearing. His music, is what it is. You know, sometimes the music can be the image of the artist. Not are the covers. You know what I mean? It can be the covers, it can be anything. Because I make my own covers. My covers are unique to me. Is it the beats that I rap over? The beats are unique to me. No one raps over the beats I fucking rap over. Is it the way that I flow? All those can be trumped into images and marketing and all that shit. Fuck a look. And that's just pop shit. You trying to make artists into fucking pop artists. That's fine. I ain't no pop artist. I'm not going to sit there and try to play fucking Mr. Potato Head and figure out what is my image? What is my image? No, fuck that. Because since we live in an era where motherfuckers look at everything and like, he's got dope music, his beats are dope, but what is his image? He just wears like, you know, alternative things. Sometimes he'll wear long sleeves with a lot of hats. But then he switches it up like he's a normal person. His IG is just normal pictures of him and his wife and him and his daughter. And it's not like a lot of interesting things, because rappers are meant to be looking cool. But yet we got to be relatable. Okay. Not everyone fucking owns a fucking Benz. How the fuck am I relatable? I like to rap about Benzes. I like cars. You ain't gotta fucking be rich to rap about your favorite fucking goddamn cars or imagining yourself in a Benz. I'm just saying.
He said he's driving a big BMW. I don't see it on his IG. Where's the BMW, bro? I hate rappers be capping their fucking rhymes.
But if I sit there and told you that I'm working a 9-to-5 job and supporting for my fucking daughter or and my wife, are you going to sit there and like that shit? Or are you going to say, because again, most of y'all are fucking kids. You don't have fucking wives. You might have baby mamas. So you can't relate to that shit. So if I'm not talking about because Ben's, you don't relate to being married. You don't relate to paying bills. Half of you need to live with your fucking parents. Half of y'all live with your fucking parents. How the hell can you relate to someone being married? I'm just saying. But anyway, seeing this whole rant off about images and branding, that's for those. I don't care. You know what I mean? That's what labels do. I'm not going to fucking try to figure out what my brand is. Music is already... Let the music speak for itself. Let it speak. Let that be your brand. Let that be... your image of who you are. Because most people ain't going to sit there and waste their time trying to figure out, what do I look like? What my music should sound like? Then they tell you, you can't just make any song. You gotta stick to one sound. Because if you do different sounds and try to cater to everybody, you're gonna lose your fans. Boy, let me explain something to you. All my songs are chill and mellow within the 70 highest 90 BPMs. I can make some fucking bump bappy shit. I can talk about whatever the fuck I want to talk about. I can mostly rap over beats that are just mostly chill and laid back. It doesn't matter what the fuck it is. So therefore, line, that's cool. If I'm not doing anything that's on some EDM shit, if I'm not doing anything that's on some like, let's see, on some Playboy Cardi shit or anything that is completely left of me rapping chill or whatever, then we're good. If I end up doing screamo rap or yelly rap or whatever that's not even what the fuck I normally do, then you can sit there and have an issue with it. Until then, my nigga, no. I know what my sound is. I know who the fuck I am. I know what beats I like rapping over. And that's how it is. But that's what I got to say about brands and shit. It's just stupid as a waste of fucking time. Let the fucking music speak. If motherfucker like, and but since motherfuckers want to try to match the song with the image that you're portraying, it's like, okay, that's for some rappers. For most like me, don't do that. Like I tell you, empathy always references a lot of cartoons, Star Wars references, and all of that shit. It's fucking music. He does not dress like no Star Wars character. MF Doom, he just took it to a whole nother fucking level with his shit. And that's who he is. Not everyone is MF Doom. You your own fucking person. So MF Doom is one in a lifetime. I was glad to get into his music at 20, 19, back in 07, before he passed away. Bought an autobiography book about him and all that. But, you know, it is what it is.